This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 28th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. The final trailer for The Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald has been released ahead of the movie's premiere in November. The Potterverse film picks up from the first Fantastic Beasts film, following Newt Scamander to Paris as he tracks down the wizarding criminal Grindelwald. The trailer gives us some more glimpses into the story, including revealing scenes of Jude Law as Albus Dumbledore, Zoe Kravitz as Leta Lestrange, and Johnny Depp as the villain. We also see a couple of stars from the Harry Potter movies who will be showing up. The movie releases on November 16th, then stay tuned to SQPN's Secrets of Movies and TV Shows podcast for our discussion of the first Fantastic Beasts movie. That's coming next week. Patrick Stewart and the creative team behind Star Trek are wasting no time getting started with their new TV series featuring Jean-Luc Picard. Stewart recently posted a photo to Twitter showing his first meeting with the producers for the show, many of whom are also involved in Star Trek Discovery. What we know about the series is that it takes place 2 decades after the events of Star Trek Nemesis, making it the farthest look into the future of any of the series or movies. And that's it. No word on when we'll see it either. Make it so. Sometimes history is stranger than fiction. Mental Floss tells us the story of Geoffrey Pandy, who was summoned by the British military in 1939 to help decode German secret codes. The only problem is that Tandy was not a cryptogrammist, a codebreaker, but a cryptogamist, someone who studies algae. Note the missing R. But Tandy stuck around anyway to help out for 2 more years. Then, in 1941, when the Allies salvaged some instructions for the use of the German Enigma machine, their top secret code-making device, from a sunken submarine, they realized that the documents were waterlogged, damaged, and in need of restoration. What they needed was an expert in the drying out of water-damaged, fragile materials. What they needed was Tandy. It's an amazing story. A new version of the Bible for Catholics promises to help us read and get more out of it. The Great Adventure Bible is the brainchild of Jeff Cavins, who's been teaching a method of reading the Bible called the Great Adventure Timeline for years. True story, Jeff and I went to grad school together. The new Bible is color-coded to help you follow the historical narrative of salvation history in the order they occurred, which is helpful since the Bible itself is not ordered chronologically. Plus, there's lots of charts and extra articles and other helpful tools. Protestants have had many such helpful study Bibles for decades, so it's nice to have another Catholic one like this. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.